With us now to shed a bit more light on William Donaldson's resume is Mike McNamee, senior correspondent for Business Week magazine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Donaldson sounds like an insider, founder of a Wall Street firm and the Yale School of Management, former chair of the New York Stock Exchange. But there actually is a point in his career when he's a maverick of sorts on Wall Street.
He was definitely a maverick on Wall Street. When he and his Harvard Business School classmates founded Donaldson, Lufkin, Jenrette, it was the first firm on Wall Street to pioneer what's called now called sell-side research, stock analysis and research. The analysts were not paid nearly as well then as they are now, and they didn't have the conflicts of interest that they have now. But it was the first firm to go in that direction. And when it became a brokerage later, it was the first firm to go public, to sell stock, its own stock, to investors and to be investor-owned, which at the time no one thought was possible. They had to defy the NYSE to get it done.
He was an innovator, later ran the NYSE, the New York Stock Exchange, and then Aetna. Did he actually, did he succeed at those big-name jobs? Did he get done what he wanted to get done at the Stock Exchange or at Aetna, for that matter?
He didn't turn the New York Stock Exchange as much as he intended to. This was in the early 90s, and he was very concerned about globalization, about the London market taking away trading from New York, about NASDAQ and other exchanges taking away a lot of New York's trading. He did get New York back on the growth trend. The big board had more trading going on when he left than when he started. But he did not achieve some of his goals. He wanted to open the market earlier in the day so that people overseas could trade in New York, and he got beaten very badly on that and on some other initiatives.
It's a sign of the times that as a very senior, highly regarded Wall Street figure, he comes to an administration where there won't be a lot of other people like him.
This administration has very much stayed away from Wall Street. President Bush ran without a lot of Wall Street money. He didn't have the typical Wall Street connection to raise money for him. He depended on other industries. And he has eschewed Wall Street appointees. It's been especially noticeable at the SEC, which Wall Street, of course, regards as its agency, that there's been no one with this background here before.
We heard Jack Spear raise the inevitable comparisons between William Donaldson and Arthur Levitt, who was chairman of the SEC in the Clinton administration. Do they strike you as similar characters?
Arthur Levitt came to the SEC after being chairman of the American Stock Exchange, which was the longtime rival of the New York Stock Exchange.
And the junior rival.
The junior rival, but still in those days there was a rivalry. It's not now. And he defied expectations by being much more of a shareholder advocate and much less of a street man. It was the case of knowing where the bodies are buried. Then we had Harvey Pitt, who was Wall Street's lawyer, and he came in and unfortunately did not turn on his former clients, did not distance himself as much as he should have. And so now we have a third chance for someone from the street who knows where the bodies are buried to come in, and we will see whether he is going to be the investor advocate or the advocate of the street.
You know, a Time magazine writer writing about William Donaldson at Aetna remarked recently in a piece that he needed that job like he needed angina. That is, he was a man with a great career behind him, and here he was taking on this very hard job. He's 71 years old now and coming to the SEC. He doesn't have to do this.
He doesn't have to do this, and this will either be very liberating for him to be 71 years old and in a capstone job, or we'll see if he has the energy and vigor to take on what's a very tough assignment at the moment.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
It was my pleasure.
Mike McNamee, senior correspondent for Business Week magazine, talking about William Donaldson, President Bush's nominee to be the new chair of the Securities and Exchange Commission.